welcome. You are listening to At Home with Ifenu. Here, we'll talk about helping women know and understand their worth, find fulfillment in who they are, and in what they do. Every other week, we'll talk about your identity as a woman, discovering your unique purpose, intentionally raising the next generation, and your influence in homemaking. I am your host, Ifeoma Nneka Omoni.
Hello, 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 and welcome to another inspiring time on At Home with Ifeanu. How are you today? So wherever you are joining us, in whatever part of the world you reside, I say good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. You know, so many people from different parts of the world could be listening at different times, but I just want to assure you that you should feel at home. Even if you are not in your physical home, just create that atmosphere from your mind. Yes, yes, yes. Get your tea, coffee, water, because today promises to be a liberating time. Yes. A lot of us are going to be set free. We have been caged by so many negativity around us. But I assure you that today's guest has been sent to us to encourage us, to remind us that we have so much in us that we can overcome whatever we might be going through. So be you on your way to work, or you are already at your shop, for those of us that run businesses, or you're at home, you're working from home, taking care of the family, or wherever you are, just give us your listening ears. It promises to be rewarding. So I have with me, like I said, a very, very important personality. Yes. And from her name, you will know that this name is not common. So I want us to give a very warm At Home with Ifeanu welcome to my guest. And her name is Noble IJ. You are welcome. You are welcome.
Thank you so much, so much, so much for having me. I am so thrilled. I am so honored. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. So how have you been, IJ? The year is running so fast. You know, we started this year with so much expectations. And you know how life is now. We don't have complete control of situations and circumstances. But I just want to have a feel of how your year has been. How has your year been so far, IJ?
Honestly, like the last time I opened my eyes, it's really running fast. And that's just one thing I tell, you know, a few persons. What are you looking up to? Like, you know, start something, like go to school, you know, do something, start a business, even if it's just little, or start reading that book. Like, look forward to something. As the year is running to an end, you're having expectation that, okay, by the end of this year, this is what I would have achieved. By the end of this year, I would have graduated, or by the end of next year, I would have graduated, because the year is running and it's going fast. It's not waiting for no one. So we're going to start setting those goals and start really doing those things and looking deeply into ourselves and our lives, and just being very intentional, because hey, it's going so fast. And that's why we really have to start setting our priorities right. And I'm still talking to myself too, because I'm not there yet, but you know, we're still going. So yeah, it's been an amazing year so far, even though there have been bumps already, you know, and everybody listening to me will understand that, hey, as human beings, there's definitely going to be bumps in our lives, but we will definitely overcome it. And we will definitely cross borders. Yeah, that's basically what I want to say.
Yeah. Noble IJ is reminding us that, yes, the year has gone fast, and, you know, we just have to be intentional. And even in our journey so far, many of us have gotten into hitches, you know, unexpected occurrences. Whatever it is, IJ is here to also, you know, give us that nudge and push us to know that it's not over. It's not over. We shouldn't give up. Okay, thank you, IJ. IJ does a lot of work. She's a social worker. I won't be reading her bio here. Don't worry, I'll send it in the show notes. I'll give you all the details. But she's an amazing woman, amazing. And she does a lot, and she has sacrificed her time to be here with us today. So, IJ, can you share with us one or two of your relaxation tips? Do you have time to relax, and what do you do to, you know, ease off the tension and put that stress away? What do you do to relax?
That's a very, very good question, because honestly, we need time to debrief sometimes. Like, yeah, when we go through stress, when we go through hustling and bustling, you know, like here, I live in Boston, Massachusetts, here in the US. Mm-hmm. Everything works so fast in America. Like, America is a very fast-paced country. And so you must have a self-care tip or something that relaxes you. Like, you have to. And for me, personally, what I love doing is I just like to go on a walk. So I don't know if it's just 10 minutes, you know, my earphone on, and I'm just walking. In that process of walking, I'm lost. Like, I'm just kind of like, you know, but I don't, you know, I just, especially hiking, I just go hiking, and then I'm just there, you know, just kind of like try as much as possible not to, just being alone at that moment, even if it's just 5 minutes. You know, and just kind of like having a few moments of reflection. And some of the things, one of the other things I really enjoy doing is going to the beach and just sitting by the water, touching, putting my leg, making sure my leg touches the water, and I'm reading a book or something, or just relaxing. Like, those are the two things I do, and just those are the two things I do to kind of like reduce my tension. Hey, it's a lot, especially when you are like maybe doing a graduate program. Like, I'm somebody who loves book. Like, I just can't. I like, once I'm done with this school, I'm just more like an academia. I really enjoy like reading, studying. So with all of the hustling and bustling in school and family and work and business and every other thing, we need time to pause sometimes.
Yeah.
We need time to reflect. We need time to just be alone. That self-care is very important, you know. And self-care is not selfish, you know. So we really have to be very intentional about our self-care, because what is that time? It's a personal time that we just get to, you know, be by ourselves. And I'm not going to go into self-care, because that's not why we're here.
Yeah. In fact, when you said self-care is not selfish, I said, IJ is reminding us, we've had a topic like that on At Home with Ifeanyi, you know, some time ago. Last year, we had a guest who came to talk about self-care, you know, and reminding us that it's not selfish. You need it to thrive. You need to take out time. So what I got from IJ's tip is, I noticed she likes coming out to nature, so she's not restricting herself indoors for her relaxation tip. So she likes walks, hiking, or getting to the beach. So it means IJ likes nature, so taking that fresh air. Fresh air is not the same thing as being in an air-conditioned room. So she's encouraging us to enjoy nature. Yes, we know that people want to be security conscious, but that shouldn't deprive you of enjoying nature. Enjoy the cool breeze, enjoy the sea if you get to the beach, or even just taking walks, enjoying flowers, your environment. Okay, IJ, thank you, because so much hot is going on, and I think self-care tips will help also reduce the hurt that people are going through, because today's topic is about not hiding our hurt. So our topic for today is, don't hide your hurt. Don't hide your hurt. So to start our conversation, I would like to ask, as in a two-in-one question, what are hurts and why do we tend to hide our hurts? What are hurts, and why do we tend to hide our hurts? Thank you.
Okay. So I just really want to, like, you know, I'm going to talk about hot because I'm definitely, if you live in this world, you must have experienced one kind of hot or the other, like, you know. And again, I'm going to explain it so we know what hot is, like, we know it. And the hot I'm referring to, if you're listening to me, is the H-U-R-T. That's the hot, like, you know, when I'm going to explain it. So hot typically refers to emotional pains, right? Or distress that a person experiences. So it could just be some type of psychological pain. It could just be emotional pain. It could just be some type of distress. And it comes from various sources, right? And it manifests in different ways. It could just be more like hot could come in form of rejection, you know, feeling rejected by a loved one, a friend. Maybe more like a social group that, you know, this will really cause emotional pain. It could come in form of a loss, you know, a death of a loved one, end of relationship, loss of a job. Like, it could come in different ways. It could come out in form of abuse or trauma. And I'm going to talk a little bit about it because I really got experienced abuse or trauma. Like, people experience physical, emotional, and sexual abuse. You know, these people often carry deep-seated hurts inside of them. It will come in form of betrayal, right? I said hurt, so that we don't see hurt as H-U-T, and you're trying to understand, you'll be like, I don't know what hurt is, but this is me dissecting it, that the hurts we're talking about is H-U-R-T-S, you know, it come in form of betrayal. When someone betrays us, it could just be more like infidelity, it could just be in form of like dishonesty, you know, this sense of hurt. Another one is what? Neglect. Feeling ignored or, you know, neglected, you know, especially people have those childhood traumas when they were much younger, you know, they feel like, you know, they were neglected, you know, and they have that deep-seated hurt and they're carrying it, and it's so big on them, and it could just be criticism when you just feel like there's a constant harsh criticism that erodes your self-esteem and you can't even breathe or see anything because there's this limited self-talk that, you know, probably somebody has really told you you're not good for nothing or you can't amount to anything, or it could it could be somebody else, and all of a sudden you're carrying it. It's a baggage, it's a burden, and you're just carrying it. It could be disappointment when our expectations are not met, you know, whether they concern ourselves or, you know, it could just be that, and we're just carrying this bag of disappointment, you know, because I want to address the men for a moment, because, you know, we as women, we have the biological clock. And now you see, you know, feeling disappointed that, oh, I'm almost 40, I don't have a husband, I need to start a family, all of those kind of things, you know. And once they're not forthcoming, people begin to be disappointed in themselves. And for the men that I want to speak with now, as financial time. Men has financial time. You see, a man, when he clocks 40, he's worried, he's disappointed, he's feeling, oh my God, you know, I have financial time, you know, now I'm 40, I haven't achieved so much, you know, and then they start trying to, you know, they're worried, their heart, you know, all of those kind of things. So this is really more like some of the examples or some of the, you know, in order to explain hurt, I wanted to just kind of like explain some of these things, you know. It could just be unresolved conflict, you know, ongoing conflict in personal or professional relationship, you know, this can lead to hurt. It could be guilt and shame, feeling that feeling of guilt, shame over our action, especially if they hurt others, or especially, you know, if they cause internal emotional pain. So these are basically like some ways, some of the things when we talk about hurt, you know, these are some of the examples of what hurt are. I forget the other question you asked me.
Okay, the next question is, why do we like to hide these hurts? So you've talked about disappointment, and I thank you for talking to men too, because many times we feel that, you know, men should not be emotional, or they should not express when they have pain or disappointment. They should just, you know, brace up and cover up. But I have found out that it could be detrimental, and many people have been carrying such baggages, even the men, you know. So women have the tendency to express themselves better than men in terms of this hot issue. So why do you think we hide these hurts? What is really the motive behind hiding hurts?
That's a very, very good question. And I'm just gonna, in order to answer this question, I'm gonna really kind of like maybe talk to a man listening for a little bit. I don't even know why this Spirit of God is kind of leading me to men, but I just want to kind of, you know, talk to a man, because we women, like you said, you know, we're very expressive. Something in our lives, we want to talk about it, we want to call a friend, you know, we have ways. Women are wired strong, because I don't know, like, not really wired strong, but women have a way of finding ways to navigate their challenges,
express themselves.
And honestly, people say problem shared is half solved. You know, when we express ourselves and when we talk about it, you know, we feel a little bit of relief. But you see, the men, they keep it to themselves. It's eating them up. They're still carrying it. They don't want to share it with nobody. They just want to keep it to themselves. And in the process, we've lost so many men in the process. We've lost so many men. Some of them who are feeling disappointed, who are hurting inside, and just feeling like, you know what, financial time, I haven't achieved so much. What is my family going to eat? I am just, you know, and, you know, people will now call themselves, or the Bible says a man cannot provide for his family. Worse than an infidel. And then the man is really struggling. He doesn't want to share with his wife, because that's one of the problems. That's one of the things I want to talk about, fear of vulnerability. Being vulnerable as weak, and the fear of showing their heart, you know, it make them look weak. So, you know, some men might want to be like, I don't want to talk about this. Even when they know what's going on, they don't want to talk about it because of that fear of vulnerability. Because, you know, it's just that feeling of, man, if I talk about this thing, you know, it's just going to be a sign of weakness. You know, I'm a man, so I have to carry it. Listen, man, if a man listening to me, like, I just want to hug men, because I tell myself that I cannot be a man for one day.
It's not easy. It's a very big responsibility. I tell you, I agree with you.
Yeah, honestly, I enjoy my femininity. Like, I cannot be a man, because it's there's a lot of societal family expectation that a man, you know, show that it's a lot of expectations from the society, from everybody else. You know, man, they'll just tell you, man up. You can't say being emotional or crying or whatever. The people will be like, come on, what are you doing? Man up. Are you not a man again? What, like, as if they're not a human being, right? So why do people hide their heart? It's just fear of vulnerability, because this kind of, like, comes from self-imposed belief about expressing emotions, you know, like I talked about, you know, especially those who are, like, in pain, those who are suffering. Sometimes they see this, you know, talking about it, you know, I don't want to be vulnerable, because it's a sign of weakness, and that's what some people do, and that's why they don't express themselves, and they just hide their heart. And this influence other factors. It could just lead to maybe their upbringing, maybe their personal experiences, maybe society expectations. You know, vulnerability, I just want to talk about it a little bit. It involves exposing one's inner self, emotion, and experience. It talks about, like, you know, when you're bringing yourself out, and when you're sharing yourself, when you're sharing your story, or when you're talking about what has happened to you. You know, a lot of people see it as, man, I'm bringing myself out there. You know, a lot of people don't want to be vulnerable. You know. And that's one of the reasons why people, you know, hide their heart. Because when we are vulnerable, we open ourselves up to a possibility of criticism, judgment, and rejection. So, talk about, oh, this is what happened to me, and this is my experience. You know, people reason things, or people process things from different, you know, different perspectives. So you can come and share something and talk about something. Somebody will be like, okay, Well, I need to hear from the other party to conclude on what you're saying. You know, and the person sharing this will be like, oh, come on, like, is it that, don't you believe me? You know, and you're gonna be like, well, you know, I'm just gonna hear from the other person. You know, I don't want to conclude on just one story, you know. So that person that shared the story might be like, okay, now I've brought myself out there, you know. I made myself vulnerable. And that's one of the reasons why people hide hurt. And one other reason is just fear of judgment. You know, people might feel judged, misunderstood, or dismissed if they share their hurt. You know, I remember when I had my rock bottom moment, one of my very rock bottom moments, and you know, and I was talking to a friend about it. Well, someone I called a friend. She was kind of like, well, you know, I've heard from your own side of the story. I'm going to call, she said, your husband to talk about his own side of the story. And I was shocked because I felt like, are you kidding me right now? You know, I was disappointed. I felt judged, you know, because she was just like, after opening up and being vulnerable and, you know, just kind of like talking about how I felt and what happened and how all this happened. And then in my head, I'm like, so this girl got the nerve. She's going to hear from the other side. Like, what the heck? Who the heck does she think she is? Like, that was what I said in my mind, you know. And that's one reason why people don't share their hope. It could be just societal expectation, because society encourages us to be strong, you know, just discouraging. So society expectation, you know, especially for men, you know, people just want to come out looking beautiful, maybe on social media. You see them, they just look like they're not going through anything. They're going through so much, and that's why we cannot like see other people and use that to want to judge ourselves and feel so bad, right? Some of the examples why people hide their hurt, you know, could be personal pride. I think that admitting, you know, hurt is admitting defeat or failure, you know. And other people just feel like, I'm not going to talk about this because I want to protect myself and I want to protect others. So people hide their hurt to avoid, you know, burdening others with their pain. So that's why people carry it, and some people just don't want to talk about it because of all those things that we said.
Wow. So IG has just told us why we hide our pain. The top on the list is fear of being vulnerable, and I agree with her. So you just feel that if you open up, you know, they will say, I've seen her finish, you know, there's nothing else again about her that I don't know. She has just, you know, showed the whole world who she really is, which is not really like that. So IJ is encouraging us that we need to be vulnerable. It's part of being here on earth and being human. Yeah, no matter how super we think we are, please. And she gave a special consent to our men, you know, that please, because we find out that there's a lot of, even with your spouse, open up. I don't think there's anything wrong if your spouse, your wife, or even your husband, both ways, you know, knows what is going on. We all have our weaknesses, even if you've made a mistake. Please, today's topic is saying, don't hide your hurt. So IJ, could you just share one or two dangers associated with hiding hurts? Because some people might say, what's really bad? Okay, you say I should be vulnerable. Is there really, what are the dangers associated with hiding it? Can you give some reasons why it's not advisable? Are there physical, or what dangers are posed on us when we hide our hurts?
Okay, very, very, very good question. You know, these are some of the challenges when we decide to not talk about what we're going through. And I just want to really kind of like, you know, put some emphasis. So if you want to talk about your hurt, or you want to share it with somebody, please, please share it with a trusted person. Share it with a trusted person. Someone you know that open-minded, someone you know that is trustworthy, someone you know that is can keep your secrets and can keep your story and will make it confidential until you're healed and ready to let the world know your story of what you went through. But if you're going through some type of emotional pain, honestly, I want to say, please don't hide it. Talk about it. Talk about it. Share it. Talk to somebody who is trusted. It could just be someone who is being abused constantly, sexually abused by, I don't know, maybe their immediate family member or some type of, you know, figure or whatever it is, you know. You won't talk about it. You won't expose it. But I know that probably you might be surrounded by too many people who you don't even know who to share it with. It could just be a case of maybe a young lady or whatever who's staying with an aunt, and then the aunt's husband constantly abuses her sexually or whatever, and then she doesn't want to talk to aunt about it because that would just mean that she's going to be sent out of the house. She doesn't know who to talk to. She's just constantly sexually abused. It could just be whatever it is. You want to find a trusted person. And honestly, if you're listening to this podcast right now, you can always reach out to Ifeanyi and just be like, hey, I just really want to talk about something because, you know, we're talking about sharing hurt and I don't want people carrying their hurt and not talking about it because it comes with a lot of, you know, dangers. And I'm going to mention those dangers. You know, it comes with a lot of, you know, challenges. You know, when we don't talk about it, it provides, oh my goodness, like I'm just going to mention some of this that way we can kind of like see how it is. It comes with one, emotional distress. You know, when we hide our hope, we aren't actually healing. When we hide our hope, we cannot heal. There's no two ways about it. Because when about it, we've bottled it up. It just kind of feels like, you know, you bottled something up and things are coming, you're piling on top of it. Things are coming, challenging situations, you know, we're just piling it up and piling it up and piling it up. A time will come when it will explode.
Wow.
When it will just explode. Whenever we try to hide our heart, we cannot heal. We cannot heal. We are just suppressing them. And this suppression requires, you know, ongoing emotional energy that can lead to increased distress. Honestly, because when we don't talk about it, you know, when we don't talk about it over time, unresolved hurt can contribute to too many things in our body. Anxiety, depression, you know, as a social worker, like I know some of these things. And that's why we have to see a therapist, or we have to see a trusted family member, or we have to talk to somebody that we can confide in. Have somebody within your circle, somebody you trust, somebody that is trustworthy, that we can talk to and just be like, hey, this is what I'm going through. Have an accountability partner. Someone you can always be like, hey, don't kill me. I know I did this, but I just want to confide in you. Because if we keep bottling it up and suppressing it, one, it could lead to anxiety. One, it could lead to, you know, depression. You know, that one too. One of the dangers would just be more like when hurts are hidden, they can create barriers between individuals. It could lead to relationship issues. Maybe in your relationship or in your marriage, because, you know, your husband keeps on doing this to you and you just keep hiding it and you're not talking about it. He might not even know that he's hurting you. He might not have understood your love language. He might not even know that what he's doing to you, you don't like it. But because you're not talking about it, you don't want to, well, I don't want to, you know, and you're keeping it to yourself, it will create barriers between those individuals.
Yeah.
Because if we're concealing our hearts, you know, from someone who caused it, it will lead to resentment and bitterness. Eventually strain the relationship, and it will lead to misunderstanding, you know. So, and this pain will begin to lead to detachment. We begin to detach from these people. You know, we're no longer interested in them when they will become very hostile. So, and then in the process, this relationship will create into long-standing relationship. And, you know, because we've decided that we don't want to talk about it, and this person might not even know that they are hurting you. And that's why it's good for us to be expressive. Talk about it. Sorry, I don't like the person who spoke to me yesterday. Mm. The person was like, oh, how come? You know, and then you're able to tell the person, you know, I feel belittled, you know, I feel, you know, and you're talking about it.
Yeah.
And talking about it is therapeutic.
Mm.
So understands that, okay, now I know better not to, you know, talk to this person this way because you've expressed yourself. Another one of the dangers, it leads to health challenges. I've mentioned anxiety and depression.
Yeah.
The emotional distress of hiding our pain, like, honestly, it doesn't only impact our mental and emotional health, it also takes a toll on our physical health.
Yeah.
Because when we have this prolonged stress in our body, it affects the body's ability to regulate inflammations. Like, it affects our body, and it promotes this development of various diseases. You know, that's why you see people, they have like this, you know, heart disease, they have this autoimmune disease, you know, they're stressed up, they are worked up, you know, and this stress can weaken the immune system and make them susceptible to infections. You know, so that's why we can't afford to keep those things to ourselves.
Hmm.
It's like when someone wants to go to the bathroom, like you're really so pressed. You want to go number one and you want to do number two and you're holding it in. Something, you need to get it out, like get it out and can be free.
Hmm.
But we're just, because it doesn't belong there. Like it needs to come out. It needs to be let out. And that's why sometimes when we share our body, you know, when we talk to somebody about how we're feeling or what is making us feel, go to therapy, you know, sit down and just talk for half an hour. People feel relieved. It feels like the problem did not disappear, but 50% of it disappears. Why? That is fear. That is just that thing of releasing, more like releasing. Releasing ourselves, releasing our body.
Wow. So many dangers associated with hiding our hurts. And concerning the health challenges, what IJ has said, I agree with her. So there are many of us that our health conditions are a result of bottling up those hurts, those emotions that, you know, we have trapped in. And she used going to the restroom as a very good analogy. So we need to go and ease ourselves, and we can't be comfortable. It's like you're about to burst. You just can't. There's a limit to when you can keep and hold. It's waste. It has to come out. It's not part of your body, as it's not supposed to remain in your body. You must get that waste product out. So that's what IJ has come to tell us, that those hurts, those, you know, the way my spouse spoke to me, I didn't like it. Okay, the first time he kept quiet, but when it becomes a pattern, a habit, interestingly, she says something that is very true. The person hurting you might not know they are hurting you. So until you speak, it's just that you need to know how you go about speaking about it, because you don't want to fight. You want the conversation to be productive. So you look for a good time to bring it up and say, I don't like the way you speak to me. It's demeaning. You speak to me as if you know I'm really down there when I am not, especially for those of us in marital relationships. So there's nothing wrong. It is so sad that in some cultures, you know, many of us still think that speaking out is like disrespect, you know. So we bottle it up. And the negative thing about it is that we take it to the next generation. And that's why you see that today, even in relating with children, so you see that some children are not expressive. When children are expressive, some people tag it as disrespect. Yes, there's a way to show children, you know, to teach them how to communicate. But don't shut down a child, because if you shut down that child will carry that as if it is the norm, as if it is the way to behave, and that child will grow into an adult that is bottling in a lot. And that's why we have hurting people. There's a saying that says hurting people will hurt others.
Absolutely.
So please, IJ has come to remind us, to tell us that we cannot keep hiding our hurts. Many of our health challenges are connected to hurts that have been bottled up. Please, before you explode and we don't even see you again, you need to open up, you need to share, you need to look for someone you can. Yes, being vulnerable has its own negative side. So she's encouraging us that we should look for trustworthy people. And IJ, some people might say, IJ, you don't understand this. I don't even know if I have one good friend. I don't even know if I have one trusted person. You know, those that I trusted them, and like you said, they disappointed me. How am I sure that speaking to the next person will help? So I don't know if IJ can, you know, help us about how do we know who to share with. Though she has said IJ is not really the one to well, she has said get in touch with trusted coach like IJ. So there's something IJ does. So IJ specializes in bringing true transformation to her clients. She helps them to heal from their past so that they can eliminate self-doubt, limiting beliefs, psychological roadblocks that hinder them from becoming their truest authentic self. So IJ, being experienced in domestic violence, how can our listeners today see that there is hope? Because many people have been tied to their past and they have refused to let go. What are you going to tell those listeners from your personal experience? You know, because IJ is telling us that she used to be in a particular way, but she's not in that way today. Mm-hmm. If she was still in her past, I don't think she would be on At Home with Ifeanyi to be telling us to not hide your hurt. So IJ, what can you share with our listeners that will give them hope that they have a better life behind those hurts they are hiding?
Good question. So one of the things I just really would add there is, honestly, we have experienced hurt. Like, I have personally experienced hurt. Like, I don't know, mine is a very deep-rooted hurt in my heart that is painful. It's just like somebody just kind of like puts maybe like somebody just pierced my heart. No, like it feels like a physical pain in my heart, and I'm carrying that burden of hurt. And honestly, like, all of these things I'm sharing, all of this I'm talking about, are not really something I read in the book. These are lived experiences. And I'm just going to really kind of like, just not to bore us, but just give you like a brief summary of, you know, the hurt I experienced. So that way you can understand it much better and it can be relatable. Like, I got married at my early 20s. That was my first relationship. I had already graduated from the university at that time. And then I just, boom, got married to my best friend's brother. I was in Nigeria, he was in the US. She was my very close friend, and we just did long distance relationship. I knew his family, but I really didn't know him, but I knew his other siblings. And I felt like, you know, the sister was my friend. So it was easy for me to accept the relationship. It was easy for me to walk in. So I kind of like, you know, just accepted, and all of a sudden, boom, the reality dawned on me that, hey, I'm in the marriage already. And then it came with different forms of emotional, psychological, sexual, financial abuse. You know, it started by, listen, do not talk to people in church. It started by, I don't want you having any friend, you know, just mind your business and don't talk to you. You know, it started by gaslighting you when things happen. They want to push the blame on you and be like, it's you that made me do it. If you had not done like this, I wouldn't have done like this. You know, eventually I came to a country that I didn't know nobody. I didn't have no friend. There was no one I was talking to. I was carrying my heart. I was bottling it up. It was biting me. I couldn't even call like my folks in Nigeria because, you know, at that time my parents were like, you know, hypertensive, and I'm like, if I tell them what I'm going through, like, really, these people are going to die because being a lot. And I'm not somebody that is, I'm not a street girl. Like, I wasn't exposed. I married him in Nigeria. I didn't know my left or my right. It was tough. Wow. It was so tough. Like, I will always plead and be like, please, I'm so sorry. Like, anything that would happen, I would always be the one running to plead. You know, somebody who hasn't discovered myself yet. So I was always a yes person. People pleaser. Like, you know, I was more like a doormat. You know, when people walk all over you, people take advantage of you. That was the kind of person I was. I was just carrying it, bottling it. It was heavy on me. And he created this persona in himself that you just couldn't talk to him. He wasn't approachable. And then all the time he tells me, oh, look at that piece of rag on the floor. It is more valuable than you. This piece of rag could be used to clean up messes. Oh, you're worthless. Those words was just what he kept. I'm just really like talking to anybody going through hurt right now. It might not be, it may be a different aspect of hurt, but just to understand. This person speaking, this guest speaking right now, like, it could just be relatable. It was a lot of verbal abuse. And I was somebody who wasn't emotionally strong in terms of I was always crying over whatever it is. If he tells me anything, I start crying. You just see me, I'll start, the tears will start pouring. And I was just like, what am I really going to do? Because I was part of those people who were hiding their hearts. And the hiding heart will make you feel, you know, there was a lot of tension from my head down to the sole of my feet. All of my body was hot. Like, I have bottled up so much that I'm like looking around my surrounding. I'm like, who can I talk to right now? Who can I share this with? So if you're somebody who feels like this is what I'm going through, but I don't really know who I can share it with, I just want you to know that yes, I shared some of the things with the wrong people. And I've already talked about one who said, hey, yeah, I've heard what you said, but I'm going to hear from your husband before I conclude. So that means she doesn't really believe what I'm saying. You know, she doesn't trust what I just said. You know, like, there's no trust in what I, like, she doesn't really, like, I felt really disappointed. So I'm just really trying to use all of this thing to tell somebody that, hey, don't carry it by yourself. You might have shared it with some people who have disappointed you, but I just want to encourage you to please. Sorry. I just encourage you to please share it with a trusted person. Talk about it with some persons you trust. You can always reach out to Ifeno and just be like, sorry, I listened to your podcast, you shared something. I really want to share this with you, if you don't mind. And I don't think...
And sorry to interject you, IJ. So IJ is going to share with us her handles or social media. You know, she will tell us more about what she does as a social worker and in this area of helping people heal, because she's certified, she's a professional. So even if you send me such mails to athomewithifeno@gmail.com, I would definitely send such mails to IJ. So she would tell us more about what she does. So IJ, you can just continue with that. IJ she has experienced it, and her pain is what she's using to help other people to heal, you know, and see the life that they can live beyond that pain that they are hiding. Thank you.
Yes. So honestly, like, please reach out. Like, just reach out. Reach out. Talk to a trusted person, because, hey, I experienced it. Because I'm always asking myself, what did I put myself into? Why did I make this mistake? I had nobody that I can talk to. I had no friend. And it resulted to different forms of abuse, even physical abuse. And people will always ask, how did you snap back up? How did you get back yourself? How did you? Because I was intentional. I told myself, hey, I know I'm voting, but I cannot hurt other people. I need to figure out how to heal. I need to start, you know, starting my healing journey little by little. And then I started really kind of like, so when I came out of it, because hey, you cannot heal if you're still in that place where you were wounded. And if you're still in that spot where you're wounded, you cannot heal. You want to, as much as possible, find your way out, start planning your escape or whatever it is, especially if it's life-threatening. Because at some point I started feeling, you know, I started having suicidal ideation. I started trying to kill myself, thinking about dying, you know. It was so strong. And then I knew that, you know what, it was time for me to come out of this. Because he had this raging anger, and he had this transfer aggression was a lot. That sometimes I would just pray and say, God, please, God, don't let anybody offend him when he's coming back from work or probably at work, because he's going to bring it. And then he comes back, and then you just say hi to him, and he's like, sorry, why are you greeting me? Like, you know, why? I don't understand. Like, just the tiniest thing will lead to some big problem. When he talks, I will just be jittering in fear. I won't even want to respond, because that would explode into something else. But I just want to believe that the you listening right now, you must have heard a little bit about what I've shared, and then because we're talking about don't hide your heart.
Yeah.
Sit up. Yeah. And honestly speaking, it's not the best thing to do. Because I almost died in the process of trying to kill myself. I felt disappointed, especially when I shared it with the wrong person. And that's what you need, to share it with a trusted person. Someone who will trust you. Someone who will be able to see you for who you are. Someone who will be able to hear you. So they have to see you, they have to hear you, and they have to know you. Like, those people, it must not be a close relative. But just share it with somebody who will hold you up, and who will walk with you in this journey of healing. Because the most important is not the hurt itself or the person that hurt us, but we should be intentional about our own healing. About saying, okay, now that this has happened, I cannot carry that baggage or carry it myself and just being like, oh, this person hurt me. Oh, because this person hurt me, that's why. No, we have to sit up. We have to sit up and tell ourselves, you know what? Enough is enough. I know this person hurt me, but they cannot define my life. They cannot define my destiny.
Yeah.
It is time for me to brace up and take ownership of what belongs to me. Like, it's time for me to brace up and heal. Healing is progressional. Healing is intentional. And that was really how I started my healing journey. And then in the process, I started my healing journey, and then, you know, I got, you know, I did a lot of inner work. A lot of inner work, ranging from emotional intelligence, from mastery. I did a lot of inner work that eventually brought me, and I'm still doing it. So I just want to say that healing is progression.
Wow.
So if you're listening right now, just know that you're not alone. If you're hurting right now, I just won't feel like hugging you right now. I'm just telling you, you're not alone.
So
don't keep it to yourself. Find a trusted person that will hold you accountable, someone that will hold your hands, someone that you can always talk to. Don't carry it alone. That's
what I want. Wow. Don't hide your hurts, but heal from your hurts. There is healing, and healing is progressive, like IJ has said. Thank you so much, IJ. Thank you so much, especially for being vulnerable with us and, you know, my listeners and I, to share in summary about how you have, you know, come out from your heart, not remaining and hiding in it, and going through the healing journey that is progressive. So can you just share with our listeners your social media handles, and let's know more about what you do? How can any of the listeners connect? Maybe they say, okay, I really connected with Noble IJ. I don't know how she can help me, you know, be intentional, and how she can be my accountability partner. So this is the time to talk about what you do. And to mention, IJ is also a podcast host. Yes, 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 yes. That was how I got to know her. So she has her own podcast platform known as Beautifully Broken Me. She'll talk about it, and I'll put her link to her podcast so you could also listen to her podcast and what she's also doing. She's doing a great job. So IJ, the floor is yours. Let's know more about what your online presence is like.
Yeah, so if anyone is, maybe you want to get in touch with me, please, you know, you can find me on Facebook at Noble IJ. That's basically my private Facebook page. Or you can, you know, go to our, you know, very close group, Facebook group. It's actually the Beautifully Broken Me on Facebook. You can find us there, you can follow us there. And then the name of my podcast is, you know, the Beautifully Broken Me podcast, but I abbreviated it to become BBM. That's Beautifully Broken Me. It's a little too long, but I just decided to be like the BBM podcast. But again, I actually, like, you know, wrote down the full meaning, the Beautifully Broken Me. And basically, what I really enjoy doing, because I have experienced hurt, I've experienced abuse, you know, I've experienced some kind of traumatic feeling that really made me feel worthless, that really made me feel like, you know, what am I even doing? Why is life, you know, it's better I'm dead, you know, all of those kind of feelings that are belittling, where I lost confidence in myself, where it felt like I was walking on eggshells. It felt like, oh my goodness, this life is not worth living. You know, those were some of the things I felt. I cried. I was like, what did I even get myself into? Because I wasn't, even if it, like, it took me a long while, it took a lot of work for me to come out of all of this limiting self-talk. It took me a lot for me to tell myself, you know what, I am beautiful. So one of the things I really enjoy doing is I really enjoy helping people actualize their truest authentic self. I really like seeing people who have been through all of the, you know, rock bottom moments, you know. I just really enjoy seeing them coming back up shining. That's why beautifully broken me. So even though you're broken, but you're still beautiful.
Wow.
People who are doing their inner work, people who are like those are really some of the things that we do. When you have people who have gone through like very challenging, difficult situations, and they just tell themselves, no way, this situation cannot define me.
Wow.
And then they're beginning to wake up, you know. My passion is really to awaken every hurting heart and put smiles on every face. Basically, that's really a passion in the Beautifully Broken Me. And I just want to encourage you. That's the social media handle. You can find us on Instagram too, at the Beautifully Broken Me. And you can also find us on Facebook at the Beautifully Broken Me. Or you want to send us an email too, it's just the same thing. The Beautifully Broken Me at gmail.com. Or you want to follow my private Facebook page, Noble IJ, or the Beautifully Broken Me. Thank you.
Wow. Thank you so much, IJ. I certainly will put those links, you know, in the show notes so that even if people have forgotten, they can always click on it in the show notes and connect with you. Thank you once again, like I said, for being vulnerable. It's not easy getting people to be this vulnerable, you know, because we keep hiding, but IJ has encouraged us, even if it's one trusted person, letting it out will help in our healing process. Thank you. So in rounding off this conversation on Don't Hide Your Hurt, can you give our listeners two or three steps that could lead them in this healing journey? Knowing fully well you spoke about healing being progressive, what are two or three things that our listeners should not forget concerning not hiding their hurt?
Good question. So one thing I just really want to leave, or one thing I want to say, please don't forget if you forget everything I've said, please do not forget this. The first one is acknowledging the hurt. When we continue to be in denial, oh no, I'm good, I'm fine. And then, you know, it's just more like the wound is there. We did not treat the wound, but we took a band-aid and just covered it. There's no treatment, there's nothing. It's just there, the wound, it's bleeding. But we just decide and say, you know what, I'm just going to put a band-aid and just cover it on a band-aid. We're not acknowledging the fact that, hey, this is bleeding and this, we need to do some work to heal this wound first before we can now do the next one and then the next one. So if you're listening to me, I want to say, please acknowledge your hurt. Like this kind of talks about recognizing and accepting the pain rather than ignoring or denying it, please. Like many people try to avoid this step because facing the pain can be difficult. But I want to say that acknowledging your pain, acknowledging your hurt is the first step to healing. It's about giving yourself permission to feel the pain and understanding that it's a natural part of life. It doesn't signify weakness. That's the first step. It's a natural part of life, acknowledging the pain. Giving yourself permission to feel that pain. And that's when you go to therapy. You know, the therapist tried to bring you back to that place where you felt the pain. And how did it feel like? How did it feel like when this happened to you? How did it feel like when that happened to you? When this thing happened to you? When he physically abused you? When he physically, whatever it is. How did you feel like? And you see that, that pain, you begin to acknowledge that pain. It just trickles back down again. Please, another step is seeking help. It comes with like, you don't want to bear this pain alone. You don't want to keep this to yourself. Trusted friends and family members can offer emotional support and perspective. Trusted, that is the emphasis, trusted. If you feel like, you know what, there's nobody among my family member that I can trust or I can talk to, please, you just go out of, just go a step further and talk to somebody. Seek help. Like professionals, like therapists or counselors can provide strategies for you, can provide you with tools for managing and healing your pain. For some people, it's a spiritual leader, it's a pastor, you know. And these people have been equipped to provide comfort and guidance from a faith perspective. And then if you're a person of faith like I am, prayer and meditation. You know, sometimes we carry our bodies and give it to God and just say, God, I hand this over to you. Like, you know, and people might think that, oh my God, this is cliche. Like, this is just cliche. How do you, you know, hand it over to God, you know? But people of faith, we really understand that.
Yeah.
For comfort and strength, it has really helped us a lot.
Yeah.
You know, prayer can, we can express our pain, you know, when we are hurting through prayers. You know, and again, meditation includes mindfulness. It can help us manage our emotional distress and promote like this sense of calmness, you know, helping us to be, it helps us to stay present rather than ruminating over the past and worrying over the future, especially when we are mindful, when we meditate. And to some other people, it could just be more like, you know, reading the scriptures, you know, reading the Bible, like a person of faith, like I am, like, you know, those are some of the things that we have, that we do, that really helps us. And forgiving that person that hurt us, this is one of the most challenging steps, but it's crucial for healing. It might involve forgiving. Someone said that when we hold pain and when we decide, you know what, I cannot forgive this person, when we hold on to that and say we cannot forgive that person, we might not fully heal. That will still be that stumbling block that will prevent us from healing. And unforgiveness is like putting a sand on your palm like this. And trying to blow an air on that palm, thinking that sand is going to, you know, it's going to, you know, kind of like get into the person you're blowing it to. I wish you can see my face or see the but instead, we will still get particles of those sand that were blowing off.
Wow. Wow.
What a forgiveness, though. It has a way of holding us back. It's tough, though. It's not. And one thing, not just forgiving those people, but forgiving yourself.
Yeah.
If you're carrying guilt and shame, you know, I want to just say, please forgive yourself. Forgiveness doesn't mean forgetting the hurt or condoling harmful actions. No, it doesn't mean that. It means releasing the hold the hurt has over you. Like, just releasing it. That's why some people, they just do that. They just be like,
yeah.
They're taking deep breaths and they're just releasing. Releasing the hurt that the pain has on you. That the pain has over you. Just letting go. Taking deep breaths. Sometimes it's just those deep breaths. Very deep breaths. That will help you relieve your pain. And again, serving others. This is one thing that, you know, once I started podcasting, you know, about 2 years ago, I was still in that journey of healing. But serving others, I started helping other people. I started doing helping other people bring out a sense of purpose and joy. This actually brought a lot of healing to me. I started volunteering in my community. I started helping friends in need. I started doing any act of kindness, you know. Not only this actually shifted the focus away from my own pain. And it ended up promoting empathy and compassion. As I realized that, wow, everyone carries their own hearts. And again, it made me understand that, oh my God, I thought my own mind is even worse. This person's own has his own. Somebody else is carrying their own. Oh my goodness, wow. Serving others really helped me a lot too in my journey. So I just really want to add this to say, please remember that life will inevitably, I want to repeat that, life will inevitably bring some degree of hurt. But we can learn to manage and heal this effectively. We can learn to manage them. You know, we can use our personal experiences. You know, we can use our personal experiences, using them as a stepping stone rather than a stumbling block. We can decide, you know what, yes, I've been through this. But you know what? Broken crayons still color. So I just want to say that we can use our experiences to comfort others, because we've been through that. We understand what people are going through. It makes us empathetic. It makes us compassionate, especially when we hear the stories of other people. Because at least we know that we have been here and know what you're saying is relatable. So in order for me to summarize this, please don't keep it to yourself. Talk about it. That's just all I want to say.
Thank you so much, IJ. In summary, steps to healing. First, acknowledge the hurt. Don't run away from it. Acknowledging is the beginning, is step one. Admitting that there is a hurt, that you are hurting. Seek help. Don't bear it alone, from those that could be trusted, either from your immediate family or friends or from professionals outside. Then forgive. This forgiveness is very, very key. Forgiveness does more good to you than even the person that you think has hurt you, because it could affect your health. So please forgive yourself of every form of shame. You know, you feel, how can I do such a thing? Oh no, please don't beat yourself up so hard. Forgive yourself and forgive whoever might have hurt you. And then she said one, which brought us to know ourselves, serving others. To be very sincere, this podcast is about serving others. So it helps us know that you are not the only one going through one thing or the other. And like she said at the beginning, yours might not be what IJ has gone through. You know, it could be professionally, it could be different things. It might not be relationship-wise. It might even be something that since you were a child, you have been carrying on. we have been encouraged that serving others will shift your focus away from your personal hurts and see that there are other people too, like you, that are going through their own hurts. And IJ has capped it all. You know, that life inevitably brings hurts to us all. We are nobody, you know, bad things happen to good people. There's a saying like that. So let's not think that, oh, for it to happen to me means I'm so bad. No, bad things happen to good people. And she has encouraged us to know that we are using such pain, the hurts, as stepping stones and not stumbling blocks. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much, IJ. I know you are so busy. Getting IJ on this show was wow. But I'm really grateful for her vulnerability, for her, you know, openness and all that she has shared. And these are lessons that we will need, not just for now, but even for the years to come. Because as long as we are breathing here, hurts will definitely come to us. We just have to face that reality. So thank you, IJ, and we look forward to hearing more of you on At Home with Ifeanyi. We hope you'll come again when we invite you.
absolutely. I would really enjoy coming, and honestly, just to wrap it up, I want to, you know, encourage anybody who's listening. I just feel like hugging you right now, because you know, I know that, you know, this is the world we live in, and sometimes we might want to question ourselves, and, you know, we might want to ask ourselves, you know, is this life worth living for? I've asked that question several times, you know, especially when we're feeling hot. We just feel like, you know, I don't like myself anymore. We have this limiting self-talk. There's nothing we like about ourselves. You know, we're just in that place of apathy. But I just really want to talk to anybody, like, just summarizing and saying, sit up. Dust yourself up. It's not the end. Begin to figure out ways you can heal. And I kid you not, you will bounce back. Okay? You will bounce back. I want you to use your pain as a stepping stone rather than a stumbling block. Don't let that pain or that hurt keep you down. Use it as a stepping stone. Stand on top of it. And that's just one of the things I'm going to tell you. And I just really want to leave you with this final note. You're strong, you're intelligent, you're brave, you're beautiful. Do not waste your pain. A lot of people are hurting. So because you've gone through it, you're able to relate with it. It's more like much more easy to be able to relate with somebody else. So don't waste it. If you're not putting it to good use, if you're not sharing it to encourage other people, then you're wasting your pain. Get up right now and begin to serve others. That's one of the fastest ways you can heal from your hurt. Thank you. Thank you, Ifeanyi, so much for honestly inviting me, and this is actually, like, you know, very early in the morning here in Massachusetts, you know, and I've been here for like an hour plus, and I just really want to thank you for this great opportunity. I appreciate it. Thank you
IJ. It's an honor to have you on At Home with Ifeanyi. God bless you.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us this week on At Home with Ifeanyi. Check us out on Instagram at Ifeanyi17. As always, subscribe to the show to catch every new episode and leave us a review so we can continue to bring you fresh content. See you next in 2 weeks' time.